the Akedah, right? So the Parshas Akedah is probably not said universally. I mean, just the amount of time it takes from Gomel Chasidim to Vimlamo Yisrael to Mekadesha Shimcha Barabim, there's never enough time for that. So it seems to me that most shuls are not saying it, but I was exhorted everybody yesterday that at least between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we should say it. It's part of our liturgy on Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah and stuff. It's the Torah reading, right? So the point is as follows: is the Elokeinu Elokei was saying, let's read it, okay? So the Vilna Gaon's minhag is to say this during the week, but not on Shabbos. We should never say Tchinos on Shabbos. That goes back to what we were just saying now, right? You don't say any Yehi Ratzon on Shabbos. You don't say any. Look at the line. It says Ladas Hagro. You're with me here.
Yeah.
Ladas Hagro Zal Ein Lomar Tchinos Obakashos BeShabbos. So don't say this Elokeinu Elokei Hussein Uzachreinu Bizikron Tov Lefanecha on Shabbos. Just say the Akedah, fine, but you don't say this thing. What is this thing? It's saying Ribono Shel Olam, look what Avraham did in Bereishis chapter 22. We make sacrifices all the time, and just as Avraham was covetous Yitzro, he was able to withstand all the reasons why he shouldn't have killed his son, and he did it because he wanted to perform your will. So too, you be covetous your Ratzon to punish us for all our wrongdoing, right? And go against your grain, the way Avram went against his grain, and forgive us whatever we do wrong. And look at our sacrifices, because we sacrifice all the time also. All right? It's as simple as that. There is a medrash that says, Hayam ra'a vayanos. The sea saw something and fled. It fled. This one side went this way, one side went that, and it fled. And that's an opening for us to walk through. Right? So what did it see? Hayam ra'a, it saw something, and it. So one medrash says it saw Avraham in this story, because the word for parting, what's the word in the Torah for parting? Vati boka hayam. Right, we call it kriyat yamsuf. The Torah never uses that word. It should be called bekiyat yamsuf, but it sounds strange because we don't use it. Right, the word in the Torah for the splitting of the sea is bet. Kuf ayin, a very rare Torah word, appears only four or five times in the whole Torah. The first time it appears in the Torah is in this story. It says Avram batibaka, he split the logs in order to take it with him. So what did the sea see in order to split? It saw Avraham going against his grain to do something that he certainly didn't want to do, for your will, God. So the sea didn't want to split. The sea said, well, it's not my way to do this. So God says, it's not Avram's way to do that either. So Avram went against his grain, so you go against your grain. Even better, this says a medrash, another medrash. There's a line that starts with the words Vayonos. I'll give you the hint of the parsha. In Parshas Miketz, Vayonos, where someone also goes against his grain.
Yosef.
That medrash seems to say that Yosef wanted her. That's a favorite Gemara in Shabbos. Not only did he want her, he should want her. Because he knows what's going to happen to him if he doesn't give in to her. And you saw it. You see what happens. By all rights, he should have languished and died in prison. In the Medrash, her husband whispers in his ear as he's being carried off into jail, I know you didn't do this. Because if I thought you did it, I'd tell you, your head would be off of you right now. I know you really didn't do, you know what I'm talking about, right? You didn't make a pass that, you know, you didn't want to sleep with my wife. But I have to send you to jail because, you know,
for
wife
honor?
Of Potiphar. The wife of Potiphar makes a claim. I have to stand, you know, I can't, you know.
Why didn't you just kill him then?
Because he says, I know you didn't do it. So
you didn't want to actually have blood on his hands.
I can't do both, yeah. Is he a good guy for that reason? I don't know.
He also kind of liked him,
but,
no?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a medrash that says that, too. A medrash says he wanted him, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I mean like that.
Potiphera. You know, Potiphar. So the medrash that says that. There's a lot in that. But anyway, but you see the point, is that Yosef went against his grain so the words used in the Torah are Vayonos Vayetze Hachutza. Hayom Ra'a Vayonos. myself le'achor. The sea saw what Avram did, what Yosef did. It's all agadita, of course, but what it means is that this line says, Ribono shel Olam, look at all the things we do against our grain. What man wants to take his 8-day-old son and cut him up? What new chassan wants to call up a rabbi and say, "Can I be with my wife tonight?" Who does these things? Right? You have a whole. And by the way, it makes us so strong that we don't give in to every impulse and every desire and every single thought that comes into our head. We think a little first. Can I eat this? I'm gonna just shove. I mean, it's amazing when I see Goyim go in the shopping center. They have 87 choices where to eat. I have one little Haagen-Dazs ice cream to eat. You know, you never see a kosher store in the malls because the malls have to have them open 7 days a week. And no Jewish store will get a good hashgacha based on that. It's like we're so constricted.
It's actually, we used to eat in those places, like whatever. I didn't think about it. Like. Pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So anyway,
better to give it up.
The point is that it means you're in charge.
The reality.
That's so the akeda every day is like that. So at least I serious made tshuva get in charge by saying the akeda every day. All right, so that's already a. So why don't we say this on Shabbos? This Elokeinu, the Akeda we say, but this introductory line. So this is a big machlokus between Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. And I have to think that the Sfardim are correct in this. The Sfardim say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. You know that? The Sfardim sing. You know when you duchen on Shabbos, there's Yiratzons. There's three Yiratzons when they're singing. The three places. Shalom. You know. So by Ashkenazim, when Yanta falls on Shabbos, Yichuneka Amen. Finish. You know, no singing. You're familiar with that difference, right?
In Israel, is there a difference?
In Israel, I don't think they ever sing in between. Not Yontif, not during the week. No. Yishmerecha, Amen. I think so.
Why?
I'm not sure. I haven't been to enough Sephardish shuls in Israel, and frankly, I haven't been to any shuls on Yontif in Israel. I'm 30, you know, I'm here on Yontif, I can't leave here. So I don't know what the widespread minyan is. To know so well, but
this may not be related. But what's the connection between dreams and?
That's a Gemara in Yuma that says that if you have a bad dream, let a Kohen say Berachas Kohen in for you. The same Lecha Shalom means you'll have peace of mind. The dream shouldn't bother you. Right? You ever hear? If you say the full Kriyat Shema Lamita, you say the pasuk Hinei Mita So Shel Shlomo Hinei Shishim. So there are 60 letters in Berachas Kohenim. So it says in the Targum to that pasuk, if you say Birchas Kohen and before you go to sleep, you won't have a bad dream.
Oh, wow.
Just knowing that will make you not have a bad dream.
That's in Yuma.
It's like at the end of Yuma, yeah. But the idea of not saying any Yiratzons at all. I'll give you another few examples of this. When Yanta falls on Shabbos, you don't say. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, Bechan, Nerech, the three times, Anisfil, Asi, three times. You just go to straight Brich Shmei on when Yanta falls on Shabbos. Right? You familiar with that? So there are numerous examples of this. The most pronounced one seems to be the Avinu Malkeinu. So why do I say the Sfardim are more correct? The Ashkenazim say Shabbos is not a day for begging for things. Yantif, yes, because Yantif were judged. Or Shoshana for life. Pesach for Tvuah, Sukkot for rain, Shavuos for fruits. So since the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah says we judge them all kinds of things on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Tovim is a shayach to ask for things, but not when it falls on Shabbos. Shabbos were totally free. That's why on Shabbos we don't say the middle 13 bakashos. By the way, it's not so. The halacha is that if you start on Shabbos, oh, what should you do? You need a halacha on it? In the middle of, and or you're even in Rafa'in, Hashem, what am I doing? It's Friday night, and I'm in the middle of Al Tzadikim. I mean, that you have to hit yourself in the head and wonder how did you get so far without realizing where you are. But the halacha is finish that bracha. Don't stop in the middle of the bracha. Finish it with Shem HaMalchus, with God's name. Finish that bracha. If you just said the word atah of atachonein, don't, Because if you look at all the Shemoneh Esreis, they all start with the word Atah. Atah ki dashter esem ha-shvi. Atah achad v'shimcho achad. And even Tikanto Shabbos is Atah Tikanto. Just Yismach Moshe. So that is Shachar. Hopefully by that time you recognize, you remember that it's Shabbos. Anyway, the point is that on Shabbos, the Ashkenazim are saying none of these kinds of prayers. So just stay the Akedah, don't say this Elokeinu Elokei Vosenu. Some Siddurim have, as this one does, before each one of the Karbanos that we say in Ezer Mekoman, right? May it be your will, God, as if though I brought a Korban Tovah. May it be your will, God, as if though I brought a... For all of them except the Chatas. You're not allowed to bring a voluntary Chatas. you don't sin so that you can bring a Chatas. You may know there's a Gemara in Nedarim that says, so there was some Chassid Rishonim who was such tzaddikim, they never sinned, so they couldn't bring a Chatas. But they longed to bring a Chatas because it's one of the mitzvahs. So what did they do? How can you bring a chatas l'chatchila?
So pay for it for somebody else.
Good idea. No, that's not the example that Gemara gives. Become a nazir. A nazir after a month has to bring a chatas.
But it's still a sin then, technically, no?
But at least he brought a chatas, but without you know.
Without doing anything openly.
Yeah. So Sfardim say, wait a second. You say Elokai Nitzor Mitzshoni Meirah, who's first time to bear Mimah. We say Elokai Nitzor every day in the davening. We say in benching. Listen to the benching. We ask, there's lots of tchinos in the davening. Tosfos, there's a Tosfos in the seventh parak in Shabbos, in Brachos, where he says, some have the minhag of changing the nusach of benching on Shabbos to change away all of the tchinos. Calls it tchinos, right? Bakashos. So he says it's a minhag shtus. So you see that we say bakashos and tchinos. What's sim shalom? It's bakasha. We do have bakashos on Shabbos. We shouldn't shy away from Avinu Malkeinu. But minhag is minhag, you know.
It's just a minhag that Ashkenazim don't do that.
Yeah, so it's a pretty strong minhag. But you saw we were talking about this with Elit Zion before.
Right.
Shabbos, you shouldn't. Well, why should I mention that Tisha B'Av is coming this week? Yeah. Maybe it won't come this week. Maybe Mashiach will come on Sunday. And here I was already announced it on Shabbos that Tisha B'Av is coming this week by singing Elit Zion. But there you go. There's the minhag. Yeah.
Did the Sfardim say Bakasha from the Amida, or do they have a Shabbos Amida?
No one says they're 13 middle kashas, but you see that I'd love to see if they just take a sampling, if some Sfardish minyanim won't sing to the tune of Elit Zion, and so may both together be an Ashkenazic minyan. One thing is clear, the Ashkenazim suffered throughout the Middle Ages when these halachas minhagim are starting to gel so much more than the Sfardim, that's why you see Ashkenazic minhag so much stricter in the 3 weeks, so much stricter in the Sfiras HaOmer, so much stricter than the normative Sfardic minhag, because they didn't have our crusades, they didn't run through the Holocaust, it certainly affected Ashkenazic Jewry much more than Sfardic Jewry. So we see that we piled upon our existent minhagim of the Sfiras HaOmer, just don't get married. Now, so many minhagim piled on to that over the ages in Ashkenazim. So that the answer is, we just they wanted to be more strict with Shabbos, not to affect, because we could pile on tchina after tchina because of all our suffering. We just said, you know, let Shabbos alone. Don't touch Shabbos. So that's Islam. All right, we'll stop with that. Next time we're going to do, there's also a Ribbono Shel Olam after the Akedah, by the way, of what to say. So obviously on Shabbos, don't say that either. Okay? Now, I must caution you, the Vilna Gaon has all kinds of things at this point of the Siddur that hardly any other Siddurim have. I'm not really going to go through. I just want to tell you what they are, and we're going to skip it. Because unless you have the minute to daven, the Siddur Vilna, which very few people have, actually. But I'm going to skip it. Okay.